There's been a couple of nights out. We've literally just stopped there about 2 o'clock last night. So I just get the head together now and get ready for the weekend.
What's it been like playing with Burnley this season?
It's been really good. It's been a breath of fresh air with the gaffer. The way he walks, it's brilliant to have a manager with so much enthusiasm and just loves the game. And he really, really, you know, goes into the players. You can tell how much he loves it and just oozes into the players, really.
What's Burnley like to play for? I mean, I know they've got a lot of fanatical support in that area of the country, but what's it like as a club to play for?
As a club, it's a good little family club, to be honest. It's you know, obviously the fans are unique in their own little ways. You know, me obviously playing for Blackburn and Preston didn't have the best issues coming to the club, but no, you know, I think I'm starting to get the best football out of myself now. And, you know, I'm only 25, so I'm out of contract, so hopefully I can sign a new deal and, you know, give Burnley the best years of my career.
Has there any been talk about renewing your contract there then?
There's been bits and bobs, but, you know, obviously we didn't know what league we were going to be in next season, so now that we will be in the Premier League, you know, my agent can start pushing and, you know, we can try and hammer something out.
Would it be true to say that you've been a bit of a fringe player at Burnley since the time you've been there?
Yeah, I would say that, but I think I've been unlucky. It's, you know, we've got quite a small squad, but I think we've got 6 wingers, and the quality of wingers at the club is actually, it's really, really high. So, you know, I can't really complain because the players playing ahead of me in a minute, you know, they've pushed and got us in the Premier League, and, you know, what are you going to say when you're knocking the gaffer's door when the wingers are playing that well?
Has it been frustrating then, obviously, from your point of view, not to be getting as many games as you'd hoped?
Yeah, it's frustrating as a footballer, but, you know, as it's a great team ethic there. The gaffer, he does actually care about, you know, players coming off the bench, and he makes you feel part of the team, whether you've played a minute or you haven't played at all. Or, you know, I do feel, but I think I've made 30 odd appearances this season, so, you know, I would have liked to start more games, but, you know, I played my own little part, so I'm happy enough.
Sure. But just looking back at your career, you've moved from playing youth football at Belvedere Boys to Blackburn, as you mentioned, did a couple of loan spells at Stockport County and Sheffield United, and 55 games Preston before moving to Burnley. So you've been in and around that area, haven't you, kind of the north west of England?
Yeah, I've been here since when I was 15. I moved over to Blackburn, and I ended up I have a little daughter, Ruby, who lives down in Bolton. So, you know, I never want to stray too far away. My loan moves have been, you know, over to Sheffield Wednesday, and I've never gone too far away because, you know, obviously I want to stay in the area for my daughter.
And what does it mean to the club then, getting into the English Premier League? They weren't there that long ago, went down pretty quickly. They'll just have to regroup, I suppose, and I suppose the first protocol would be to stay in the English Premier League next season, just to make sure they don't get into that bottom three.
Yeah, well, I think that'd be the realistic aim next season, just to stay in the league, really, you know, just fight for our lives and just trying to stay up, and then hopefully get some stability, and, you know, we can start, you know, going to mid-table. But, you know, obviously we don't want to go too far ahead of ourselves next season. We're just going to try and stay in the league.
Yeah. What about your international career, Keith? You've 6 Irish caps, but the last didn't come until 2011. That was under, obviously, Giovanni Trapattoni. Do you have any aspirations of getting back into the Irish squad now that Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane are there?
Yeah, obviously I love playing in my country. The 6 caps I got, you know, were absolutely brilliant for me and my family, and hopefully I can you know, if I do stay at Burnley, I can, you know, start some games next season and really kick on. You know, if I play well for Burnley, then I'm sure I'll get another chance at international level, and hopefully I can impress Martin and Roy.
Have you heard from any of the current Irish management team yet?
I haven't, no, but Tony Loughlin, the coach at our place, he's quite good friends with Roy Keane, so I know Keane has been coming to a couple of the games and that, so hopefully I can just impress him. You know, I probably played the last 2 games, so hopefully I can impress.
I suppose that's the most frustrating thing, isn't it, Keith? Isn't, if you don't get enough games, then you can't be seen to be impressive in games. If you get a run of games that you're looking for, obviously, in the English Premier League next season, that will help your chance of getting back into the Irish squad.
Yeah, that's it. I just need to play a run of games and stay in the team. And, you know, I've had that this season where I've played, you know, 4 or 5 on the bounce, and I ended up holding my neck. And I was doing quite well at that time, so I was a little bit unlucky. And then, like I say, the wingers have come in and just done really well. So, Yeah, that's the thing. I'll be looking for more stability next season and, you know, just staying in the team, really.
And as a fan as well, I presume you are, having played, obviously, for the Republic of Ireland and being from Dublin, what do you think that O'Neill Keane combination can bring to the Irish setup? What do you think they can achieve?
I think they can achieve a lot. I think they're going to do really well. But, you know, time will tell. And, you know, having played for them, I know what it's like in the Aviva. It's absolutely brilliant with the fans there. So, and I'm sure they'll get behind them. And, you know, I think the players are there. I think that there's a good crop coming through now. So hopefully they can show it on the pitch.
I know from your point of view, as we mentioned, you can get that new contract sorted out with Burnley. You're obviously looking forward to playing the likes of Old Trafford, Anfield, all of those big grounds again. Wouldn't be obviously a great fill-up for your career, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be nice to look back on it in a couple of years and, you know, tell my daughter and the grandkids that I've, you know, played in such and such a place and against such and such. So
you're still only 25, Keith.
I know, Jesus, you think I was 40, wouldn't you, the way I go on? I feel like I've been in the game a long time, but like I keep having to tell myself, I'm only 25 and, you know, my best years are ahead of me still, so hopefully I can impress.
Well, obviously,